This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind, and we're all about living up to what's on your mind. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hannon's going to get another roll of quarters to see if he can put him in the payphone to get a better connection. I'm just kidding about the payphone part. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text. I'm at 701-226-8503. Scott's at 701-367-2054. I don't know how many different ways we can have you reach out. I can't tell you how often I end up with the notification of some sort from somebody saying, how come you never have somebody on that disagrees with you? Oh, good grief. And I say that because even Rush Limbaugh himself will say the best callers are the callers with which they disagree. Why? How boring would it be if you sat and listened all day long and all you heard was dittos, 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 right? You really want to get to the edge of your seat when somebody calls up and takes them to task. Same applies here. And no, Scott's not hiding. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Looks like we're kind of hanging on for perhaps Ron Ness today. Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources, will have an update on the latest director's cut. And Queen of the West, Emily Walter. I wish I had a better picture of me with her. The Magical Medora Christmas Tour. I've got one. Kind of just did a quick selfie after a Medora show one time, and it's a little blurry, but you can see the 10-gallon glittery hat on her and the goofy radio guy look on my face. Like, you know, one of us is somebody who belongs on front center stage under a spotlight, and the other is a guy who belongs behind a microphone, behind a wall, behind a door that nobody can look in. So Scott went and got a whole bunch of quarters, put them in the payphone. Are they working now?
When's the last time you used a payphone anyway?
You know, they're so hard to find, right? Remember the good old days where you used to put your finger in and check to see, is there any quarters? Is there any change left in here? And
The one time I remember using a payphone is some friends of mine and I in South Dakota. We're at somebody's house fairly late at night, and the one friend of mine, Sean Maher, he wanted to go to school in Colorado. And I forget, you know, if holiday time or whatever, I don't remember. We didn't have school, obviously, but he said, let's go to Denver. I said, okay. Let me find a couple friends. You want to go to Denver? Sure, let's go to Denver. So we leave for Denver like at, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And we drive down from this. I lived in Huron, South Dakota at the time. Drive down to North Platte, Nebraska, and it was about 8 a.m. And I remember calling my folks from a payphone saying, "So I'm in North Platte, Nebraska, and headed for Denver." Things you do as a kid. See, that was a rather famous time because I think as I put the dimes or the quarters into the thing, I was thinking, "What is the reaction going to be when I get hold of my folks here?" Isn't that funny? Now you'd look on Find a Friend or Find Me or, you know, something on your cell phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, nearby friends. Oh, hey, there's like still exactly 10 people. That would be perfect. Yeah.
Exactly right.
So kids today don't know the struggle.
As I mentioned, on Friday, we are moving. And I'm talking about when I say we, the What's on Your Mind East Studios. Todd is still at 3500 roster, Bismarck. But our Fargo studios moved to along I-29. And Thunder Road. And so I had to clean out a lot of stuff Todd this weekend, as you can imagine.
Uh-oh. I was going to say, did the old university place implode when you started taking stuff off walls and stuff? Because
it was mostly bins. They've
been holding the place together, you know.
Mostly bins full of stuff. But the best part is I found just a ton of correspondence. I can never throw away a letter or a note from the listeners. I can't throw away much of anything, to tell you the truth, but especially those. And I found a few, and I really enjoyed it. I found this one that I thought was so darn neat. And for some reason, it reminded me of the situation going on at the border right now. And I want to share this with you, and then you tell me whether the two connect at all. Okay? So there was a quote from the Supreme Court in 1892 on this letter. Here's the quote. Our laws and our institutions must necessarily be based upon and embody the teachings of the Redeemer of mankind. It is impossible that it should be otherwise. And in this sense, and to this extent, our civilization and our institutions are emphatically Christian. That's the United States Supreme Court. That isn't some pastor somewhere. Some religious zealot somewhere, as some in our political universe would say. United States Supreme Court said, hey, our laws and our institutions must necessarily be based upon and embody the teachings of the Redeemer of mankind. It is impossible that it should be otherwise. And in this sense, and to this extent, our civilization and our institutions are emphatically Christian. Now, the border connection to me was this. You're hearing a lot about what's happening at the border right now, and I'd love to talk to you about it today on the program. A lot of the conversation is, oh, this is cruel, this is mean, this is awful. You don't fire tear gas at people trying to come across the line. Come across the border. Here's the note from the listener. Mr. Hannon, how about that? Scott will do. Enclosed, please find a present for my wife. She died in 2003. What defines us as a Christian nation? The Golden Rule, the Good Samaritan Code, generosity, a willingness to help the poor or impoverished, respect for all life, animal or human. In humans, the preborn, the aged, and all in between. Presumed innocence. Quite prophetic ahead of the Justice Kavanaugh discussion. An attitude by our judges that better 10 guilty go free than rather one unfairly convicted. Unfortunately, some of these ideas are presently being set aside. It is up to us to keep out any idea that would corrupt our structure. What a neat deal. And how awesome is it for a listener to send something that came from his wife? But the words are pretty profound. Now, I connected the border situation because of the chatter about the border. The chatter at the border is it's unchristian, it's unkind to do what we're doing at the border. Is it? Is it really? I know you hear me often talk about the fact that I'm Catholic, and much of what defines me is driven by my Catholic faith and growing up Catholic and you know, living and loving the faith and the church. But occasionally I'll hear things from church leadership about immigration where I'm thinking, you have one group of folks in this country, politically, that would be perfectly happy if we had no borders. All right, if we had no borders, I ask you, how long would it be before the idea of everything espoused in what I just read would be out the window? Right? That civilization and our institutions or be emphatically Christian. I don't know. I think you have to have rules, and I think you have to have laws, and I think you have to have basic decency in society. And if you can't enforce that among people who wish to come here, what are you going to have? So what do you say to folks that say it's not Christian to... First of all, I do not like people saying this is Christian and that isn't Christian and, you know, throwing that away in a political context. I don't. I think that, you know, it's a little bit unseemly. But I think it's fair to have a debate about the border and to say, hey, what... As we define ourselves, America, land of the free, got to have rules. I have laws, don't you? To keep the people that are here safe. Tell me what you think about all this. I'd love to hear from you. 258-0550 is the easiest number to ring us up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm NDSU Extension crop economist Dr. Frank Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until mid-summer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice, plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
I had a number of calls, emails, texts regarding a show we had Friday on What's on Your Mind, and then also earlier in the week at the Healing by Hyperbarics clinic in Fargo. And I love when those pour in because I know that the show's had an impact, and we do appreciate that very much. We thank you for that very much, for listening, for participating. And I know that if you do text Todd or me, we will always make an effort to get you the information you're looking for. Can't always promise we'll have it, but if it's like, who was that on, what was their name, that kind of stuff, probably easiest to text. A few folks did email as well over the weekend. So Friday, we talked with Chigetu, who was an Ethiopian refugee who came to Kenya at four, escaped to Somalia at 4 years old, goes to Kenya, and then came to the United States, and now has quite a reputation, and her story is pretty amazing. So she reaches out to this world-famous prophet by the name of Serafel Dimisi. He, too, is from Ethiopia. This is the kind of guy that gets 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people in an arena, and he is... She's been to a number of these where there's been documented miracles. So they just let people know if you have someone you know that has a health ailment, that people have been cured of health ailments at these events. Now, I always, in fact, I told some people this weekend, I said, should I go? Well, I'm not going to tell you to go, but if I had cancer, I'd go. You know, I mean, what have I got to lose? I go down there and, you know, participate in a little event. And first of all, it's not like it's some kind of, you know, hocus pocus, drink the Kool-Aid deal. It's basically a prayer service, right? I mean, they do some music and they do it's a bit of a production, but the point is it's worked for a lot of people and they don't charge anything for it. So it's part of the Minnesota Gospel Movement. It'll be at Kennedy High School in Fergus Falls, December 8th and 9th, 601 Randolph Avenue in Fergus Falls is where the Kennedy High School is. December 8th, 9 a.m., 2 p.m., December 9th, 2 p.m. If you'd like details, here's the number, 612-545-6103, 612-545-6103. I'll tell you more about the details on the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. I'll give you the website and phone number coming up here in a few minutes, so grab a pen, okay? Craig's in Minot. What's on your mind, Craig?
Anybody that's against the border wall, I would submit to them that they should be taking down their fence in their backyard.
There you go.
Or maybe unlock the doors. Should we unlock the doors?
Yeah.
You know, if the border wall is such a bad thing, you shouldn't have a fence in your backyard. Just saying.
So exactly right. And I don't think that's mean. I don't think that's unchristian. I think it's protecting your family.
Exactly.
You put the roof
That's
over
all I had.
Head
Enjoy your
family.
Show.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. Speaking, by the way, of Minot, we will not be, I repeat, not be, as planned, be up there on Thursday for the Norway meeting. We're going to postpone that until we get back from Washington, D.C. Next week, we go to Washington, D.C. with a whole bunch of What's on Your Mind listeners. Can hardly wait.
Is that already?
It is. Well, it's December next week.
Yeah.
But Norway, June 15th through the 30th, Midnight Sun Tour, will be in Jamestown tomorrow night at Pizza Ranch. It'll be from 5:30 to 7, Jamestown, Pizza Ranch, meeting about the trip to Norway. Pizza Ranch, Jamestown, 5:30 to 7. Have I mentioned that it's in Jamestown at 5:30 tomorrow? But we will not be in line on November 29th. We're postponing that one, okay? So scratch that one off your list. But Jamestown tomorrow, 5:30 to 7, Pizza Ranch. My wife and I will both be there. Hosting that meeting, we have a lot of brochures, answer a lot of questions, and you learn more about the trip. It's not one of those high-pressure deals. We're just there to say, you want to come? Great. Come along. We'd love to have you. 237-9000, that number. Okay, back to the phones here. Tom in Fargo. What's on your mind, Tom?
Just real quick, Scott. I didn't really have a specific question. I've got an appointment this morning, but I don't want to miss Lynn Helms. When is he going to be on today?
He's a great resource, isn't he?
He is. Yes, very much so.
He is at 10:30.
Okay.
So that's one way to catch him. If you miss him, we will have the link up on our website. So the interview will be there. It's always there. In fact, every interview we do, we put up on the website, am1100theflag.com. And, of course, they're all podcasted, too, so.
I didn't know that because I also have someone I've got to tell them about the oxygen therapy for TBIs. I know of a gentleman that's got a very severe one. And that was great listening to that last Wednesday.
Well, we love to help. We honestly do. And it's here. It's in North Dakota. It's you know, something we could take advantage of. So we want to make sure you know about it. So appreciate that, Tom.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You bet. So if you miss Lynn from your appointment, you can get it on the website. But otherwise, he'll be here at 10:30. He is a great resource. We enjoy chatting with him. Thomas along I-94, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just want to talk about immigration. When my mom came over here, she was investigated by the Department of Army, the Department of Justice, which had a different name back then, by a branch of the government called the CIE, which is now the CIA. And I think back in 1948, we were more of a Christian nation than we are now. And I think we need to go back to those laws, the way my mom came in. You want to come in, you do it legally, and you get investigated by three or four branches of the government like my mother was. That's just plain and simple.
Send it in.
Christian belief back then.
Yeah, very good point. The Ellis Island style. I mean, look at what happened there. There was, you know, that was no picnic.
When my grandfather came in, he was 30 days at Ellis Island. If he got sick, well, they sent him back.
30 days.
So sad. 30
yeah.
days.
Wow. Quarantine, interesting story.
30 days.
Yeah, good point,
so
Thomas.
I'm thinking we need to go back to those issues, the way that we did it back then.
Thanks,
anyway,
Thomas. Appreciate
my call. Thank you.
We can learn a lot. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good thoughts. Hey, Mark and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just was thinking it's funny how if it's unchristian to let them in, it's all the unchristian people that are telling us that we're unchristian for doing this. So I it doesn't make much sense how it is. Hello?
Yeah, so say that again. You're saying it's...
It sounds like it's the people that are non-Christian that are telling us that we're not Christian enough to let them in. So how is it that they justify who's Christian and what? It's just a political ploy for them to use it against us and whatever.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, Mark. But you made a point on the political thing that I haven't talked about yet. Number one, the whole caravan and how that's been treated. Remember this, Donald Trump made it up. He was doing it for the election, according to them. Well, it didn't look like it was made up to me over the weekend. Did it look like it was made up to you? Number two, their whole game there of trying to drive a wedge between Trump voters and the Hispanic community in the United States is about voting. And then, of course, if they are successful and get them in here illegally or otherwise, they have more voters. So it's all politics. You're exactly right. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new at Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And, man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully.
Bully for Medora.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning that the U.S. will close its southern border permanently if it needs to keep what he calls stone-cold criminals from entering the country. His tweet coming a day after hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexican border near San Diego, leaving U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. BBC reporter Will Grant is there, and he says,
I don't think this has helped the migrants' case in any way, and certainly the Mexican authorities who have thus far tolerated, you know, the migrants in general have obviously provided food and shelter and some support, now look very much like they're not in the mood for anything more.
After killing 85 people and destroying over 19,000 structures, firefighters have finally fully contained the campfire in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we are thankful for you. Could still be thankful, even though Thanksgiving week is gone, for that very reason. So thanks so much. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for listening to the program. And tell your friends and neighbors, would you? That's right, your coworkers too. Tell them all the great stuff you participate in and enjoy and discuss here on the program. That'd be just perfect. What's on Your Mind is going to be live and direct from Washington, D.C. next week. We'll have a group of listeners there. Don't know exactly what days we'll be able to do, but looking forward to that. And then a month away, early January, we'll be live from Washington, D.C. for the swearing-in of Senator Kevin Cramer. That still is one of those things you just hear and say, oh, yeah, that's right. That election thing, it happened, Todd. Yeah, we knew about that, right? Yeah.
I remember that.
So anyway, that'll be coming up. Just a little bit of a heads up on some things that we'll be doing in the very near future. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you go online, you'll find a great line of 2019 sprayers at High Plains Apache. Or you can stop and see them. Better yet, Mandan, coffee's on. There's also, of course, a location in Frontier, which is just down the road here from where we are, on Thunder Road I-29 now. Exit 60, Frontier, which is south of Fargo, but online at highplainsapache.com. They know sprayers. They know spray application. They got it down. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. All right, back to the phones here. Not sure who that is on line two yet. You're going to have to tell me that. Daniel, he's working on something right now. 800-228-0550. Todd, you've already made a meme out of one of the previous callers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you call the program, you could end up in a meme. How about that?
Exactly. And it did not take long for one of my far left-leaning friends to chime right in. I said, if you are so against the wall, take down the fence in your yard. And he chimed right in and said, I did. Okay, I have dogs. I'm not about to do that. Although it doesn't seem to matter that I have fans. They seem to get out anyway. But that's
I'm going to guess. Discussion. I don't know this Scott fellow, but I'm going to guess. Kevin, you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong on this. Todd, you too. He never had a fence. I'll bet you anything he never had a fence.
There you go.
And now he's saying he took
his
fence down.
Well, he may never have had pets, but apart from the whole pet aspect, still, If you have a fence up, that caller was right. If you have a fence up, even if you have no pets, and you're so against the wall, then why do you have a fence? It's a great argument.
Why would you lock your doors?
Exactly. Well, for my first few years in Bismarck, I didn't. Just mainly because I just had a bunch of junk and I was hoping somebody would steal it, but that's a different discussion.
Maybe he has some things we could go over and use. I mean, I'd like to use it. If he has a snowmobile, maybe we could go snowmobile.
Nah, I don't have one of those.
Let's check with him. Check with him. See what, I mean, if he's open borders, you get to use the house, don't you?
Yeah.
The stuff?
Yeah, next time I'm in the he's in the Twin Cities. Next time I'm in the Twin Cities, I'm going to look him up and I'm not going to call in advance. I'll just barge right in.
Yeah.
If he has his door locked, I'm going to call him on it and say, hey, this guy's name is Scott. Scott Gilbert. Scott, why do you have your door locked? You're against the wall. Why are you locking your door?
It just blows my mind.
I am going to do that. I'm making a note right now because we'll be in the Twin Cities for a day or two on the other side of Christmas, on either side of Christmas. So I'll have to look
show
it
up like Cousin Eddie.
Here's a text from a listener.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Todd knows what's coming. It was great to see the Border Patrol stop those freeloading, no good migrant pigs get stopped at the border by the Border Patrol.
Oh, boy.
Now, I normally wouldn't even read that. I wouldn't want to, because it's obviously a little bit over the top. But I do think this is where, going back to our earlier argument about do we need to defend the border? Absolutely. Do we need to have law and order and have a system to say if you would like to come in, you apply for legal immigration, et cetera? Yes. Okay. Is that Christian? I think it is. What isn't Christian is somehow to not like the person because they're trying to get in. And that's what that person's doing. So I don't want to be judge and jury here, but I would just say, you know, anybody that says it's not Christian to defend the border, they're talking about your comment. Texter. They're talking about your comment. That's absolutely right. All right. We have kind of a neat event happening today that I want to tell you about, and we'll get back to your calls, questions, and comments. Mike Turner, which is one of the top executives at Hess, is in North Dakota. And today, they, along with Kirsten Basler, are going to be doing some really, really neat things. So we're looking forward to that. Now, I don't know what line that Mike is on, but I know we have Olivia on line 5. Olivia, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. So who else do you have with you from Hess, Olivia?
I have Mike Turner.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
There you are, good. All right, and, you know, we actually have some new studios today, so we have about 10% of what we normally have in the way of technology in front of us to tell us who's on what line and who's on, you know, what's where. So our apologies for not having the usual way that we find out who's on the line and ready to go. So anyway, Mike, tell us a little bit, first of all, before we talk about this event in North Dakota, which I think is fantastic, and that you'll be joining Kirsten Basler for later today. We talked to her actually last week about some things happening in education in North Dakota, I think on Friday, so it's kind of fun. A little bit about, you know, Hess and how things are going and what you see North Dakota's role in all of that. Give us a little update there.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we've been in North Dakota since 1951, so we're obviously strong proponents of North Dakota, and we've been working pretty hard up here. Our drilling program up here, we're running 6 rigs next year, so we're very aggressive, and we're really excited about North Dakota and producing more Bakken shale for many, many years.
That is really amazing, and people forget that, but there's a history there. 1950, this has been going on a long time. And, of course, gas processing is sort of chic now in North Dakota, but you guys have been doing that for a while, too, haven't you?
Absolutely. We've got the largest gas processing fractionation facility in North Dakota, and it keeps on getting bigger. And, again, we're very bullish on North Dakota, and that's why we're here to work with the state of North Dakota on the STEM program.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So that today is the announcement. Of course, everything you hear in the way of education points to the fact that the STEM is the way to get kids equipped for the workplace. Talk about why this was important to Hess.
Really important. Well, you know, STEM is an important part of any education, along with the arts and everything. But kind of in lieu of the
I'm having a triple hearing mic now all of a sudden.
Vision of Mark Sutter for public education, we partnered with them to bring in something very unusual, we think, for the state of North Dakota. We're bringing in some of our iconic.
Okay, Olivia, are you connected with Mike there? I'm having trouble hearing Mike now. Are you as well?
I was having a little bit of difficulty. Mike, can we hear you now? I think he's calling back.
Calling back in, okay. Yeah, it sounded like something. I heard a click, and then all of a sudden it was a little challenging to hear him there. So we'll get.
No, I think we're working on it. We're problem solving around here.
I'm glad somebody else is besides us because.
Yeah.
It's a little hectic today. Todd, could you, give me that Snickers you were promising?
Hey, a little bit of chocolate helps every single day.
You know how you get when we start having these things happen, Scott. Have a Snickers.
Yeah, this event starts at 10 o'clock, so these guys got to get going. So,
yeah. No, I think we're going to get him on a different phone here.
I think I'm back.
He's back on.
Mike, can you hear me now?
Can you hear him now, Mike?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, they're reconnecting right now. All right. We should be able to hear him a little bit later.
Hey,
now we got you back, Mike. Sorry
back.
About that.
Hey. I must have got disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but the question I asked you was just why STEM and how important that is as far as the education for kids to get into the workforce and find the opportunities that they're looking for and why it connects with what you're doing. So,
yeah, well, obviously we've been proponents of STEM for quite a long time. We feel it's a big part of the education program, and it plays very much in line with the strategic vision of North Dakota's education program. And we definitely we're partnering with North Dakota on this program. And we've got what we think is a very unique way of teaching STEM to elementary school students using our iconic trucks that we've had since 1964. And we can tell you a little more about that, but it's very exciting for the kids to be able to use STEM and to use these trucks to allow them to learn different things in math, engineering, and technology that allows them to not be scared of it. It's a very interesting program, and we think it'll be very good for North Dakota.
You piqued my interest now because you're training kids for the future with a truck from 1964. How does that work?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about these trucks. These trucks, if you're not familiar, have been around since 1964, and John Hess, our CEO, his father, Leon Hess, who's the founder of Hess, started this program in the 60s, where you basically would go to a gas station and you could buy these trucks fairly inexpensively and bring them home for Christmas presents. Now, I'm personally from upstate New York myself, and, you know, not having a lot of money, my father would bring home these trucks every year for my brother and I, and they were fantastic, and they're built very strong, and we played with them pretty much all through Christmas Day. So they're wonderful trucks, and it's a personal kind of a nice thing for me to be up here to be able to give these trucks and see the kids play with them. But what they've done, which has been very strategic to the vision of North Dakota, they've been able to take these trucks and use them to teach and educate kids on engineering principles, on building, and we're going to be going in today to see some of that in action. And I'm here at Liberty Elementary School with Olivia, and she's done a great job setting up a program for these trucks for the kids. We're going to be handing out 24 trucks to every elementary school in North Dakota this year, starting in January. So we're really excited about this. We're dedicated to North Dakota. We've given pretty much over $30 million to North Dakota's education and programs over the last 5 years. And this one hits home to me, Scott. It was really exciting, having being a kid and working with these trucks when I was a little kid. So pretty excited about it.
Fantastic news. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Thank you, Hess.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
North Dakota. The energy of North Dakota. Did I mention the energy of North Dakota?
Yeah,
I hope I did. Yeah, because the energy of North Dakota is real, folks. It is happening underneath our noses as we speak right now. And that's part of what we're talking to the good folks at Hess about. And Brent Lonis was supposed to be on, who was the general manager at Hess North Dakota. And I
again, apologize because our phone lines are not 100% operating here today. So try and track Brent down here maybe and see if we can't find out a little more about that event. But what a great deal. And it's industry-wide. I mean, it's what it is the oil and natural gas supply here in North Dakota helping to meet America's demand. So it's North Dakota energy committing to using our talent and resources and building a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors, proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. John Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, thank you. There is a difference between liberty and freedom. When our soldiers are let loose in the country, it's called liberty. They're at liberty in that country, and they have to follow the rules and regulations inside that country. Now, freedom is a completely different word. And it seems as if the liberals don't know the difference between liberty and freedom. Because liberty, I live as a citizen in North Dakota, and I have to follow the regulations and the rules of North Dakota state, which they pass. And I'm bound by them. But the freedom to some people, they get the two words confused. Freedom is absolutely total chaos, which it can lead to that. So people ought to know the difference between the two. And when they learn that, they'll be able to, when they learn about what liberty is, they can become citizens of the United States.
You want a liberty lesson before we sign off on citizenship?
Yeah, they need lessons on citizenship, and lessons on what here in this country and what the laws are and the regulations to live by.
And you know, John, I was blessed to be at a citizenship ceremony and speak to a group that Judge Ralph Erickson was bringing into the country as citizens, swearing them in, I guess. And they do take a fairly, it's not college level, but it is at least your sort of basic American history class that they need to take before they come in. But I'd have to go back and hear it again to know how much of liberty is included, because I think you've raised a good point about liberty and freedom being a part of it.
So. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, good idea. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment is something that I talked about last week on the air. As it was on Wednesday, right? They all run together for me. One day last week, and we've had a number of folks say, I want to know more. Healing with Hyperbarics is the name of a new clinic that is in Fargo. And it is here, not so much in a typical way a clinic would open to say, you know, we have a new clinic and a new kind of treatment and we're here to, you know, be referred by your doctor or whatever. Because quite honestly, that's not happening in that industry right now. It's essentially philanthropy. Gary Thileson recruiting a physician that had opened a similar clinic in Chicago to come to North Dakota and do this. And we had her on the program. We had some individuals that have been helped on the program, and I heard from a number of you that said, wow. That's incredible. And it certainly is. This is not a new treatment, but the clinic itself is new to Fargo, and that's where folks have learned so much about it. My telephone number. I'm trying to find you the telephone number. Let you know exactly where to call. But that's the clinic. It's Healing with Hyperbarics in Fargo, North Dakota. More in a moment here. I'll find that number. Chris in Fargo, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Scott. I had a question on with especially the North Dakota prisons. You know, I've got a younger brother in the system, and he's in Bismarck right now. And one thing I don't understand is with the way, especially the North Dakota State Penitentiary deals with things. And if you maybe at some point you could get
The warden, maybe? We've had the warden on before, actually. Yeah. Hang on 1 second, if you would, Chris. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We have, but we can do it again. I want to know more about your issue. So tell us about it when we come back. Plus that number, I promise. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Watford City High School Auditorium at 7:30 Wednesday, November 28th. Tickets for the all-new show are available at Watford City Banks and Medora.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.